ingress and egress. That was one of my concerns as far as how close it was going to be away from 165 in Iowa Colony, because when you come off of 165 past Vintage Paris, people coming up the hill, you've got to get across that and quickly. Otherwise, somebody's going to meet somebody else in a way they don't want to meet them. And with eight duplexes, traffic is going to be even bigger in that area. Those are the two concerns and questions I had. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Just let me confirm. That was the only person that signed up, correct, in the audience, for or against the application? Okay. Back to you.
As far as his question regarding the fire hydrants, since it is going to be a community well system, we can't get the proper amount of flow for a fire hydrant to be effective. So really, it's they're hauling water to any fire events similar to they would to any development in rural Taney County that's hooked into a community well. Because fire hydrants typically have a flow rate of about 1,500 gallons per minute, and the pump sizes would be way in excess of what's required for this type of development.
American Water wouldn't run the water line there?
They are about I did check with American Water, and they are quite a ways away. It'd have to be extending an 8-inch main for like several thousand feet. So it was actually more cost effective to.
Down there by Redbud?
Not. They. They had like a 2-inch line down there, but not anything that would be able to handle, you know, they're basically maxed out on that line already. So if we put eight duplexes on that line, it's going to over maximum capacity. Because obviously public is always the way to try to go, which is why we're hooking into public sewer, because it's in the area. But yeah, good question.
And then the question about egress and ingress would have to be approved, right, before the development moved forward.
What was your average daily traffic? Figured to be for all of them.
It would. We didn't do a traffic study on that. We can definitely do a traffic impact statement when we're working with you on the permitting side of it. Yeah, three bedroom, two bath.
And eight of them?
Yep, that's correct.
Probably around 50 a day?
Yeah, in that ballpark, yeah, yep.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Storage for your units?
The applicant is actually here. He might be able to answer that. He has not mentioned anything to me about outside storage because these aren't nightly rental.
Yeah.
So really there's not going to be a need for that on these duplexes. It has not been something that he has mentioned to me, so.
Any other questions?
Do they have a garage?
The duplexes haven't been designed yet. I'm assuming they will have at least a single car garage, possibly a two car garage.
And again, what we're doing is to recommend approval or denial to in a resolution for the Taney County Commission. So, do we have enough information for someone to make a motion? Or other questions
I'm not
asked?
I misunderstood. How many units is there going to be?
There'll be eight duplexes, so 16 units. Yeah.
Three bedrooms.
That's correct.
Okay.
Any other comments? questions? Discussion amongst ourselves to get to a motion? So currently it is zoned agricultural A1, and what's being requested would be to go to an R2.
Actually, from the clearing, it didn't look like agricultural, really. It's a little thin there.
It used to be all cedar trees.
And again, the Taney County Commission will make the final decision. We're just, does it have enough for consideration? Yeah.
Yeah. You have the same zoning in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Bright yellow is R2.
A lot of other stuff in the area. I would make a motion to rezone it.
Okay, we've got a motion for approval to rezone from A1 to R2. I've got a specific motion I have to read. Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Any further discussion? Okay, with that, motion would be a motion to recommend approval of application 23-015 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by 1234 Holding LLC for the parcel located at parcel 18-6.0-24-002-003-015.000 Iowa Colony to be rezoned from A1 zoning district to R2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of the approval, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So October 16th, 9 a.m.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
All right, that's two down, three to go. We've got next one, Scott, is a rezone and a CUP, which would be 23-016, parcel located at 6041 U.S. Highway 160, Walnut Shade.
So rezone request is number 2316. Your applicant, Slade Tennery, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezone request of one parcel, 05-9.0-29-000-000-003.000, to be located at 6041 U.S. Highway 160 Walnut Shade. Subject property is currently zoned A1 agricultural. The rezone request is for C1 Neighborhood Commercial District. The attached CUP is CUP number 23014. So your applicant is seeking a conditional use permit, again, contingent on the approval by the County Commission of that zoning district from A1 to C1 for the ability to have an RV repair business to be located on the approximate 3.8-acre parcel. Property would be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So looking at the screen, this is where 160 and 65 meet. This is the cross property right here. It sits on the outer road, but it does have a 160 address. Here's our zoning layer. This pink is C1, C2, RR. Of course, the white's A1. This is RV. So that parcel is highlighted right in here. So I am parked at this entrance there. So again, we have staff recommendations for conditional use permits. This one's for an RV roof repair business. So if the Taney County Planning Commission would approve the conditional use permit 2314 and the County Commission would approve the rezone request 2316 of this parcel from A1 to C1, following requirements shall apply. It's just one, compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. Two, this decision subject to all existing easements. And then three, building permits would be required for all applicable structures or additions over 100 square feet. So I just did some pictometry views, put a star on that parcel. Parcel lines don't show up. And I would turn that over to the applicant.
Hi, Slade's not here. I'm his wife, Alicia Tennery. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. We're looking to put in a, it's really not like a roof repair business. It's called Flex Armor. So it goes on any type of RV. It is just like a one-piece seamless roof that makes it where you have no maintenance and it's like guaranteed for the life of the RV.
So is there a planned development of like what you would build to be able to handle that business?
Right now, the plan is to build a two-bay shop, and then, of course, it'll have, like, an office and storage area. But we're just starting with two bays.
Two bays, that's how big external